Hello, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. And today we are going to dive into the topic of clarity. I woke up with this topic on top of my mind, and I thought about it the whole day, and I'm very excited to talk about that. Before we dive in, I want to ask you to subscribe, leave a comment, communicate, let me know how you feel, what you think. Subscribe if you, I think you can't subscribe. Oh, yeah, you can. I think you can subscribe to podcasts as well. Subscribe to the podcast and come back. Tell your friends and let me know what's going on in your life. I want some interaction. I would really appreciate that. So let's dive right in. And today, as said, I want to talk about clarity because currently I'm creating content every day, and I always talk about the things that are on top of my mind. And clarity is a very important one. Clarity is what everything starts with, right? So I believe in every business, in every endeavor, no matter what it is, whether it be a relationship, a business, whatever it is you want to create, you have to have clarity. And what I found throughout the time as a coach, I'm still coaching, but when I really did more group coachings and really at the beginning, let's say more at the beginning of my coaching career, I realized, probably also because I wasn't so clear, I realized how many people came to me that were like they weren't clear. And that's really the number one thing. And that's okay. Like I'm not here to judge it, but that's really the number one challenge or problem that people are facing, that they don't really know what they want. And it's so easy. It's so easy to find out, and it's so simple. Let's say that it's a difference between easy and simple. So it is very simple to find out what it is that you want, but going that route most of the time is the uncomfortable thing. So we, most of us, most people live in chaos. Most people live in chaos, whether it be especially mentally, emotionally, and therefore it manifests physically in their space. If you know my topics, if you've heard me talk about before, if you've heard me talk before, you have heard me talk about order, clarity, and cleaning your space. That's one of my favorite topics again and again. And I want to like really position myself as that. We can talk about so many things: emotional stability, emotional clarity, manifesting the life of your dream, transformation, and all of that. But to really break it down very easily, it's all about clarity, and it's all about knowing what you want to do. First of all, it's about knowing who you are and then what you want to do. So, most of us, as I said, we live in chaos. All the things that are influencing us, right, from the early days of our childhood. And then, most of the time, when people come into this work of transformation, it's through self-awareness, right? So you become self-aware. Maybe you have learned to meditate, or you have done some other mindfulness practices, and you become more aware of yourself. So you become self-aware. And then the next stage, and this is really where I want to guide my clients towards, is to create more from a place of co-creation, not only from a place of I am here and I gotta create the life of my dreams, and it's hard, and it has to be like as hard as you have created the life that you have created up until now, because actually creating life is not hard at all. But let me start with the basics. So most of the times when you come from a place of unawareness. You have been sleep wandering through life. You've been very unconscious. You just did what everybody did. You just walked along. You were like, just walking along, like somebody who doesn't really have their own opinion, just doing what everybody is doing. And most of the time, this is throughout our school years because, yeah, that's where we have a choice, but somehow I think the majority of us, we don't really have a choice. We just decide to do what is expected of us. We go to school, and then maybe if we can, we go and we study. So these are the things where we just get in line. We get in line, and most of the times, these are not things that we chose. Only if you love learning, like only if you love learning. And I have to say that I actually did always love learning. It wasn't always all the topics, but I really loved learning. But most people don't really like this kind of formal learning. And so we just get along, right? We just move along. We go to school, we go to uni. And then after university, most of the times, that's the first time when we actually like find ourselves asking ourselves, really, what do I actually want to do with my life? Because up until now, I have hidden. I hide behind being in the structure. I hid behind being in the structure. So if somebody asked me, like, what are you doing? I could just say, yeah, I'm going to school or I'm studying. And then, oh, you're studying. And then you get this prestige from outside. Other people are like, oh, wow, that person is studying. Especially maybe if you're the first person out of your family who's studying. And then people are like, wow, that person is studying. They must be smart. And you're like, yeah, cool. I can hide behind that. But you've never actually really considered or pondered around the question. Like, what do I really want to do? Like, what do I love? So, self-awareness most of the time only starts after school or after university. And then you're probably in a job. So, this is where my journey started. I've always been very self-aware, but for me, the whole topic really was about creating a business, not only a life where I would become more self-aware, but it was like, how can I actually make money with who I am, with my talents, with my gifts, with my knowledge? And how can I create a business around that? So for other people, this is also where personal self-discovery starts, where you find out, like, who am I? Like behind all the expectations of my parents and of society and of the role of being a mother or a wife or a woman. And we discover ourselves, right? We ask these questions. We travel when that's what you do, like what we do, right? We travel. Maybe we travel inward or we travel outward. We go to different countries. We go and do certain things. And also, just a little bit of my story. I did many things, like in terms of business. I played theater again. I danced again. Then I became an entrepreneur. Like, I studied nutrition. Then I opened a cafe with my mom. And so on and so forth. So I did a few things to apply myself and to realize, okay, what is it that I actually really want to do? So why I'm saying that is also to help you to find, where are you on your journey? Where are you? How far have you come? Just hiding in the system, hiding in the system and thinking, okay, I can just get along. And today, actually, what I want to talk about is not only, how do I say it? Like, not only to find out what it is that you want, but really finding out what it is that you want now. And I think there's a big difference because today, as I was pondering about the topic, I was thinking, I am now 34. I am now 34 and I no longer want the things that I used to want. I don't even want the things that I used to want at the beginning of my career as a coach. So I also want to invite you to acknowledge that you are in a new phase of your life. Maybe you are, at a certain point in your life where you are now ready to do certain things. Let's go with the biology of things. So maybe you're now ready to become a mom, or you're ready to become a wife, or you are ready to take your business to the next level, and you no longer have the same desires you had when you were 20 or 25. Maybe when you were 20, 25, you wanted to travel more and you wanted to maybe do work and travel and just be super free and have no responsibility at all. And maybe now you are at a different point in your life where you feel like, okay, no, I'm more settled. Whatever, maybe not, right? It's just an example. But maybe that's also for you. And I believe, and that's also what I do in my business. I help my clients to upgrade their vision every in my business. I do it twice a year. So I do this vision workshop leading into the Dream Builder program twice a year. So this is where you get the chance to upgrade your vision, because sometimes, as I said, we outgrow visions, and sometimes very fast. So we can stay stuck in a version of our lives or of our businesses when we don't upgrade our vision for it, because we don't stay the same. And we cultivate different desires and needs depending on how fast we grow, and also, depending on the phase of our lives we're in. So, what do you really want right now in this new phase of your life? What did you want 10 years ago? What is outdated already? I always hear people like really taking off the layers of, I used to want this. I used to want to be, let's say, for example, I used to want to be a dancer. Yeah, we hear some extraordinary visions, or we hear some amazing stories of other people who started certain things quite late in life and still became successful. So things like that are definitely possible. If you really love it, if that's something that you really want to do, I would always say go for it. Definitely go for it. But if it's not really something that you love, maybe it's an outdated vision. It's an outdated love that you had. So really think about it again. If it really still lights you up, you can do something like, you can ask God, the universe, spirit, soul, whatever you work with, you can ask if that's something that I should pursue, increase my passion for it. So you get this surge of energy in your belly and you're like, yeah, I think I still want to do that. Or you're like, no, it's really not what I want to do anymore. So this is how we can get rid of certain ideas, because I also know that so many people that I have the privilege of working with, that they don't really, they're not clear because they have too many ideas. They have too many things that they love, but not everything. And today I'm really talking about business. Yeah, I'm talking about business. I'm talking about taking action on what it is that you love. So you can love certain things, you can love different things, but the question is, what do you want to put your focus on now for this era of your life, for this next season of your life? Maybe it's only the next 3 months, or the next 6 months, or the next 9 to 12 months, but it's important to find clarity and focus. Another word would be focus, but I want to use clarity instead today. So it's really about that. So, what is it that you really love, and what is just an idea, a fantasy, something nice to have, but it's not essential. And we will be talking about the essentials in a minute. I also want to give an example of me. So last year, as you might know, I had participated in the Miss Germany contest 2023. And while I was in the contest, I really realized it was a manifestation. It was so easy for me to get in. Like I just applied. There was no resistance. I got further and further, top 80 and then top 40 and then top 20. And I up until that point, like I really thought, well, that's easy. Like I didn't really have to effort or anything. I was like, yeah, I'm ready. Like I'm made for this and I'm just gonna do it. There was no big expectation, but there was no big surprise. Like this is also something I want to talk about today. Like I knew that I was worthy to be there. I knew that I had something to say. Like the whole motto of the season or the episode, or how do you call it, the whole season of the 2023 and I think beyond, is for women who take responsibility in society. That's the motto of Miss Germany. And I was like, yeah, that's me. Like, that's me. So I know I have a charismatic personality. And I'm not saying that from a point of, yeah, I'm the best, but I know who I am. I know who I am. I know that I can talk. I know that I can have a nice face when I smile. I know that I can talk with enthusiasm. And I know that I have something that I really stand for. And I have like deeply invested in it, like time and money and effort and love. It's a labor of love, my work. And I knew, yeah, I can do that. So and that's how I got into the top 20. And when I was there with all the so-called lights, camera, action, when we had stage training, and when we then had like interview with Bruce Darnell and with Monica Ivankan and with like some other people of a little higher caliber, let's say that, I was like, that's totally me, right? I wasn't star girling. I've never been a star girl. Like I always consider myself a star myself. And I believe that we are all stars. Again, it's not only about me. I believe we're all stars. And that's exactly what I do in my work. I help everyone to realize that you are also a star. Like that's just the truth, right? So I'm not a typical star girl. I don't go crazy when there are people that are in TV or anything. No, like I know a few people who are on camera and things like that. So no, that's not something that excites me. What I really honor is what people do for humanity. So that's what I love. And yeah, so this is just a little bit what I realize. I manifested this. And what I want to say is that a younger version of me manifested it. So as soon as it was there, there was no resistance anymore. So as we know, in law of attraction or in manifestation, the manifestation comes as soon as it's effortless for you, when you don't need it anymore, when you're not stressed about it, when you are not in resistance towards it, but when it feels natural. And that's exactly how it was. And I knew that a younger version of me has totally, totally manifested this. Miss Germany, and then with the combination of taking responsibility in society, perfect match, like a little glamour, a little beauty. I love that. That's so my thing. And at the same time, it's not only about that, because that's also not what I stand for, but it's really about having a message, having something to contribute to society. So that was a total match for me. And at the same time, I realized, okay, like this is old. Right? This is old. And that's also what happens when you manifest things. If you manifest something, if you work towards something, as soon as it arrives, as said, there should be no resistance. And especially there should be no like, oh my God. No, because honestly, you're lying if you're saying that, because you have wanted it, and that's the whole. It's a science, right? It's an art and science of manifestation. That's what I teach. Like the whole Dream Builder program is the art and science of manifestation. It's a proven, repeatable, reliable system of transformation. It's the laws of the universe. It's the laws of nature. That's how things work. It's no surprise. It's like physics, right? It's physics. It's calculatable somehow. Yeah. So if you really believe in the laws and if you work towards them, yeah, that's what happens. So every time something comes into your life and it feels like, oh yeah, that's cool, it's not a sign of you being ungrateful. No, not at all. But it's coming from a place of, yeah, I knew that this would happen, and I feel ready for it. Like there's no excitement, there's no over the top energy, because yeah, that's my normal. Like that's my new normal. I can handle that. I hope that that's clear. And again, I don't want to sound like, oh yeah, that's so every day, but that's actually exactly how it's supposed to be, right? To be normal. You can still be grateful, but it's normal. And at the same time, it's already old. You can feel that this, in the moment it arrives, it is no longer the thing that you desire now. At this point, where something that you've manifested a while ago comes into your reality, you should be already manifesting something new, because you're like, yeah, okay, now this is what I would love to experience. So the surge, the energy, the excitement is still somewhere else. And as soon as the excitement of manifesting the new thing goes away and becomes second nature, this is when you will realize and materialize, manifest the thing that you have like manifested. You get me? Like it's always a step ahead. So the Miss Germany experience was somehow, yeah, a younger version of myself that loved to be exactly in that setting. And when I arrived there, I already grew out of it. I have already grown out of it. So as I said, today I am 34. And today I realized, like literally today, I realized that what I love right now, it's really the luxury of being home. I love being home. I love my apartment. I love the coziness, especially right now. It's still winter. It's January. It's cold outside. It's stormy. It's raining. It's dark. And I still feel like I just want to cuddle up, right? I have my period right now. And I love having everything here in my home. I have my little home studio. I have my books. I have all everything, all the courses, all the investments I have made in like programs that I can tap into online. I can read, I can cook, I can do whatever I want at home. And I love it. And I love it. And I believe that this is how so many other online entrepreneurs work as well. And but so not too many talk about it like that, because it's still, I think we're still in a time where we still want to uphold this maybe a little of a professional facade, but being a professional is about excellence in thought quality. That's what I believe. It's about authenticity. But it's also about you delivering who you are and your thoughts. Yeah, I don't want to go too deep into it because, of course, there's more about it, but it's definitely the level of your thinking. And this is not only cultivated if you are working in an office or if you pretend that you're working 8 hours a day, because if your work is very streamlined and you have online courses and you are really professional in the setup of your business already, this is the luxury that you will have created for your business, where you have days, where you have time, and you can just, if you want to, be in your PJs all day. Yeah, you can, of course, dress up just to seem a little more professional. Sometimes I definitely do that as well. To put my makeup on and then we'll dress up, smell good, and to be really in a professional mode, especially if I create content on camera. I want to create a professional look, right? It's not only professional, but like not being in your PJs. But what I want to say, I don't want to take too long here, is that I believe that many online entrepreneurs actually work like that, and I believe that we should make it normal. Because that is a luxury, right? I'm also speaking about like my brand is about luxury. It's about spiritual luxury. It's about high end. It's high end work. It's about refining your thoughts. It's about clarity. It's about authenticity. It's about stripping away everything that is not you. And showing up fully in your refined self, in your refined craft. Yeah. And this is high end. And what you decide to do with that time and the money freedom is up to you, right? That is my definition of luxury. So I want to continue to speak about that actually, because what I wrote down here, my luxury is currently. Right now, in this moment, just today, maybe it's going to change tomorrow, but I have seen a lot. I've said that before. Of course, there's so much more to see of the world, so much more to see, and so much more to do. Like, I really don't want to pretend that I'm old and that I've seen too much. But there was a time in my life where I was like, oh my God, I have to go here and travel and go see this. And not only travel, but also go out, meet friends, go here, go there. And I've started with this lifestyle quite early. I always like to say, since I was 10, like my parents separated when I was 10. So I always like lived in my hometown. And on the weekends, I went to go see my dad. So I had those two cities to explore. And then later on, also in the very early years of my youth, I traveled around the area here, and then later on we traveled around Germany, and then later on I traveled around Europe, and then later on I traveled around the world, and all of that. I have been exploring. I have been exploring cultures, music, art, so many things. And right now, as we speak, just today, I feel so good being at home. So I'm saying that also to invite you to be authentic to yourself. Maybe this is not at all what you want. Maybe this is not at all the phase that you're in. Maybe you want to travel and you want to do things. Yeah, you want to create that movie and you want to create that online business, or you want to create that business, or you want to do whatever, you want to accomplish a championship. I just thought about one of my clients. She's a professional dancer, and I know that she just moved to the US to dance there. So these are things, right, that we want to do, that we want to do in certain times of our lives, and that's totally fine. But acknowledge if you're not there anymore, if you're not there anymore, or maybe it has never been you. You just thought that maybe you had to do that because of your friend group, because of what you've seen on TV or the personalities that you associate with on TV or whatever, but it has never been you. So for me at this time, again, I always want to be transparent with you so you can also take from that. So for me personally, what is most important for me is I want to create the biggest impact. With the with the highest strategy. Strategy meaning, how can I do something that creates the biggest ripple effect, right? So I want to empower other women to live their purpose, right? To live their purpose, meaning to live their talent and create it into also a money generating business. Yeah. Because I believe if I help women, we help the whole village, because women love to give back. Women are the ones raising the kids most of the time. Women are the ones that will create the biggest ripple effect. Yeah. If you help a woman make more money, I believe that it will really create world peace, right? That's really what I believe. So that's what I want to create. And I believe, especially helping women make more money, coaches and entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, workshop facilitators, like women in the creative fields and the arts and the coaching and the transformational work. Also career women in all fields, really, in all fields, but like good-hearted women who actually want to, yeah, create from a good intention. I believe helping them make more money means creating freedom, and that means creating authenticity. And authenticity is, I'm speaking about all of that because I have seen it myself, that especially on Instagram or social media, there are so many people that portray a certain lifestyle and you don't know who these people are. And yeah, maybe those lifestyles look good, but I believe especially in the beginning phase, if you don't really know who you are, you will try to emulate that kind of life, right? Luxury hotels. Again, I'm not saying that it's bad. Who doesn't love a luxury hotel? But like luxury hotels, cars, a certain kind of look, right? Hair, makeup, clothes, blah, 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 blah. It's a whole lifestyle, as people call it, like having a lifestyle brand. But what is a lifestyle? Everything is a lifestyle, right? Everything is a lifestyle. You can also live the cozy lifestyle. Like you can live everything. So I believe helping people make more money is really about the business, and then you can do whatever you want with that money. If you want to live on the farm, if you want to live in a luxury penthouse, if you want to live in the city, if you want to live at the beach, whatever it is that you want, you can do it. And I want everybody to be free. So that's really my personal aspiration. And that's it. So I want to help people come out of the fantasy. So here we come back to the topic of clarity, right? As I said, so many people come to me, or I believe that so many people are still living in that, because you see yourself as a certain identity. You see yourself fitting only in the category of A, B, C, and D. You just subscribe to a certain lifestyle that looks a certain way from the outside, which I believe, like, which I see as a fantasy. It's a fantasy for you. That's not really what you want. That's not really what you want. Like, that's just kind of putting, it's the same thing with creating a vision board. It's the same. A vision board is more of a creative approach, but many times I believe it's also just, it's not who you are. That's what I believe many times. That's why it doesn't work for so many people. For some, it does. Yeah, but it really, again, takes a level of self-awareness and getting to know yourself first and being very clear about who you are and in what phase of your life you are. Maybe it's not about what you want on those pictures, but it's more about a feeling tone. If you have the right pictures, it's important to do the transformational work, to do the inner work. That's actually what I do in my work, is to release all the gunk and all the confusion in your energy system, so your energy can rise and meet meet whatever it is that you want to create on the outside, right? So, or if you have a high vibration and you don't really know what it is that you want, we will find something to make it clear what it is that you would actually love to see on the outside. So all I'm saying is it is important to come out of the fantasy of, oh, I remember another client of mine, and she like very clearly said it, that she was like, she felt at the beginning of the work, she felt like, I think that I will have to like completely leave my life or something like that. And then I said, no, like actually, that's exactly not what we're doing. Like, I want you to open your eyes and to realize that you are already living the dream. That's what it's about. And then it's about to create a focus so you can create whatever it is that you want to see outside. So that's exactly it. That's my job, to help people to understand that exactly where you are, this is the right place right now. And if there's more inside of you, you want more, we will have to explore what that feeling, that longing is. It's a longing, it's an energy, it's longing for something. And if it's longing for something, we will see how you can meet that need without it coming from outside first. But that's exactly the secret. So, without having like seeking the validation and acceptance from other people, because most of the times that's exactly what we're seeking. That's why I believe this is where transformation, or let's say manifestation work, or yeah, manifestation work, this is where we go into the deep work. Right, where we realize, oh my God, what is it that is like that is controlling me, or what is it that is fueling me, fueling my desire? Maybe the desire is to have something, but as said, maybe it's only because you're seeking the approval or the acceptance or the glorification of others. Maybe it's revenge, right? Maybe it's revenge where you're gonna be like, the next time this person sees me, I'm going to be this and this and that. That can be a powerful motivation. Like, again, if it serves you, if it works for you, wow, amazing. For me, I have to say it has never worked, because my revenge, like I'm too lazy to do something for others where I'm like, okay, like I actually don't care how you think about me. So this doesn't really, like it doesn't work for me. But we just want to be aware of what is fueling us, right? And there is the proof to yourself that you can do it. I think that's actually a very good one. That's personally what has always made me move, where I felt like, okay, let me jump into this and I want to see if I can do it. I remember the first time when I got into coaching, and I have like told that story many times before, but I was homeless. I had no job anymore and I had no apartment. And at that time, this is where I have just finished my first personal coaching program with my mentor. And then afterwards, one of the assistants called me and she asked me if I could see myself becoming a coach. And I said, oh my God, absolutely. I loved everything that I went through here. And yeah, I said absolutely. And then they said, yeah, so the investment is 12,000 euro. And I said, okay, perfect. Let's do it. At that time, I was so confident and it never really stopped. But at that time, this was the first time in my life where I had made an investment like that. And I just jumped in, and I knew, and I wanted to prove to myself that I would figure it out. I would figure it out. And I did figure it out. And I always say that again, not to brag, but to let you know, this works with money as well. Sometimes, so many, like also clients of mine, so many clients, I've helped so many clients with money blocks. Because that was also something that I was so eager to explore. Like, how does that work? How does that work? And it works because it's just like every business. You invest in yourself, that makes you confident that other people can do that too, right? And yeah, other people have made it work. It's just beautiful. I love it. So I believe that this is that's why I love talking about money so much, because yeah, once we break that scarcity mindset, it's a spiral upwards. And that's exactly it. So when we come from that place of I want to prove to myself that it works, I think that's the best motivation. When you're like, I want to see how much is possible. I want to see what I can do. I want to see how far I can go, right? Wanting to see how big we can be. I believe that this is the really the purest intention of the soul. And so we don't want to have something because others want it. Yeah, whether it be a certain kind of body, whether it be a certain kind of lifestyle, a husband, kids. People do have husband and kids because other people have it. Definitely, not only because of social media, but we are a hive mind. Like, we are group animals, and that's okay. Like, it's again, no judgment. But if you realize within yourself, there's something else more interesting to me than that. I don't just want to be with somebody just because everybody has someone, or I don't want to be with somebody just because. Yeah, because it is said by society. At this point, I want to add this because I believe I am a big fan of family. I'm a big fan of committed relationships and marriages. I'm a big fan of kids. So I'm not saying anything against that, but it's always about the intention, right? It's the intention. Why do you want certain things? Yeah. We can also ask the same question in terms of, why don't you want certain things? Also important, because I believe, especially with this topic, I believe so many of us, we are brainwashed out of wanting things, especially the traditional things, especially marriage, commitment, long-term commitment, a stable house, a family, all of those things. I believe so many of us, we were tricked into this modern mindset of a woman can do whatever she wants and then whatever. And then we wake up and we're 50 and then we have nothing, about a wretched life of being a hoe. Okay, that was maybe a little too much, but get to know me, get to know me. Like, I'm just saying, right? It's not black or white, but we can ask both questions. Why do I want certain things? And maybe also, why don't I want certain things? It's always important that it is yours. It is yours. Because if we go out seeking things, validation from others, people saying, hey, that's so cool. I love you. I think you're so amazing. If we are adapted, not, how do you say, like, if we're open to that, we're as open to their criticism, right? If someone's compliment fuels us, their critique will ruin us just as much. So it has to come from inside. It has to come from inside. So whatever it is that you say you want must come from your heart. Yeah, because if you love it, it opens your heart. It comes from inside. It fuels you from inside. And you only want to, like, you want to love it first. You want to love it first so much so that it fills you up, literally, that it fills you up, and that whatever you give and you share and you do, it comes from your overflow. I always mention that again and again. So it's really about the essence. That's my favorite word these days, but it's really, that's what it is, the essence, the smallest denominator, the essence. taking everything away that is not important. Taking everything away that is not important, coming back to the topic of clarity and why clarity is the most important thing to create your life, your business, with everything, literally, your life, your health, your state of mind, your business, your relationships, your money, your everything, your wardrobe, even the way you design your home. Again, that is also about luxury for me. For me, luxury means everything that is around me serves a purpose of beauty, of order and beauty. And if we are clear about what it is that we want and need, it is only the essentials that we surround ourselves with, right? It can be, especially with clothes or things like that, it can be more. It doesn't all have to be minimalistic. But personally, me, I'm a big fan of minimalism, but not in a sense of that you're depriving yourself of things, but really thinking about what is it that I actually need? Like, what is it that I actually love? And how do I feel comfortable? Right? Sometimes having more and having a lot is overwhelming, where we don't really enjoy it anymore. Yeah, especially if it's clutter. But if it's design in the home, if it's just keeping order and an overview over your things, it is so important that we have order and that we have an overview and that we have only the things that we actually need and love. I always talk about this, the essentials. Think about, I'm thinking about packing a bag. And I love the feeling of knowing that I actually only need a few things, but I do have the most important things, and I can use them for many things. Like, I have everything I need in terms of my makeup or my hair. And these are the essentials. Like, it doesn't have to be too much. Like, this can be used for everything that I want to create. Simple and pure. That's exactly what it's about. Simple and pure, the most important thing. Clarity, order, right? So we can, just have an easy life. That's really what it's about. It's about the essentials. So we can do more of what we love, yes, and letting others do what they want and can. Yeah, that's also something I wrote down. I believe that, especially if we are focused and clear on what it is that we bring, there is something that comes to my mind. I spoke with one of my clients yesterday, and she said something about something that's going on in politics right now. And she was a little, like, concerned or confused about how she should go on about it. And to be honest, I believe that things are going to be taken care of. I think that could be very controversial, but I don't mind. I believe that in order to stand for something, you don't necessarily have to go out onto the streets and show that you're against something. I believe if you are against something, you just take away your mind and you work with all of your capacity. You work towards creating what it is that you do want. Instead of giving something energy that you don't want, you take your energy, your mind, especially your thoughts, your emotions, your actions consistently in one direction of what it is that you want to create. That's as simple as it is. If we give something that we don't want attention, it will continue to stay. It's just like feeding the parasites, right? So that's just what I wanted to say. And I believe that if somebody wants to do something, let them do it. Let them do it so they can make their experience. But if I have realized, and if you have realized that you only want to do this one thing, like if you die tomorrow, I actually love to think like that. If I die tomorrow, I feel like I can go. That's literally what I feel. I'm trying to do everything today that I can so I can die. If I die tomorrow, then so be it. That's okay. I wouldn't regret anything. I have come to terms with the things that I did regret because I do believe in regret. I believe in, I actually believe in not saying that I don't regret anything. I do regret things, but I have come to terms with them already. And if I could, I change them, or they're already changed. So, but what I want to say is that if I die tomorrow, I know I'm going to be in peace. So I believe that if we think like that, what would I love to do each and every day if today was my last day? I want to do that. And this is what I want to do. I love to share my knowledge and the teachings, like the science, the art and the science of transformation, the art and the science of manifestation, the art and the science of living the life that you actually love living, coming from your soul, coming from your heart. I believe if more people lived like that and did the work, I believe that this would lead to world peace. I truly believe that. And I know that that's also. Actually, I believe it's a fact. I know that I can come across very certain, but it's not just my idea. Like I learned from one of the best teachers on this planet in regards to transformation. Like my coach, my mentor, she has worked with the highest minds of humanity. And I don't only mean like humanity, but really people who are for pro the human race, with the Dalai Lama, with the Martin Luther King's kids, Martin Luther King's kids, with Michael Beckwith, with Rosa Parks, with Nelson Mandela, with other people who are high-ranking humanitarians. And that's exactly what my heart is calling to. I believe that if more people do what they love and contribute their love each and every day and channel it into something productive, whether it be a business or whether it be a charity, I believe that this is exactly how we can create world peace, how we can create a better life for all of us. But it always has to come from love, right? That's why it's so important for me to always say it's not about sacrifice. Like it's not about you giving up something that you love in terms of serving someone else, because then you are lacking, you are sad, you're depleted. Yeah, but you have to plug yourself in to love and then give from love. And that's how we can create sustainable love, health, wealth, love, all of that. Yes. So I love that. Thank you for listening up until here. And yeah, letting others do what they want to do and can. I believe if everybody takes their position, it still would be that everybody's gonna find their place. That's what I believe. I believe in the natural intelligence and the natural order of life, just like nature. Like every animal, every plant is doing something different. And even if they seemingly do the same, they still do something different or they do it in a different way. And I believe it's the same thing with human beings. If everybody does what they love to do, it's going to be well. That's what I believe, because not everybody wants the same, and that's good. That's good. Not everybody wants the same, and that's good. So you get to have whatever you want. You get to have whatever you want. Be honest with yourself and allow yourself to want what you want because everything else will be taken care of. You don't have to do everyone's work. Go and align with your highest self and let everybody else align with their highest self. So it's all a matter of clarity, consistent action, and this will create the manifestation. This will create the result. So I say you can have it all, but what I mean by that is that you can have all the essentials, because I believe we as human beings, we don't need much. We live in a world, as I said in the beginning, we're distracted by so many things. People are showing us all the pictures and the lifestyle and whatever, whatever, whatever. But that's not really what we want. I believe that we all really want to be connected to our love. We want to be connected to ourselves. We want to create. Right? We want to create. We want to feel healthy. We want to feel alive. We want to be feeling good inside our bodies. And we want to love. We want to find what we love. We want to do what we love. We want to create. We want to get better at what we love. We want to share it with the world. And we want to make a living. We want to get compensated for the things that it is that we love, so we can sustain ourselves and continue to do what we love, right? I believe that's it, what we want. It's not about no pictures on the outside. It's about the energy you feel and you bring. And I believe these are the essentials. Everything I just mentioned, that's it. That's it. It's not so complicated. Yeah. So make what makes you truly happy. I know it's so easily said and done than done, but you can have resources. Listen to my podcast. If you really want support with creating what it is that you love, maybe you don't really know what it is that you love. Maybe you still have too many ideas. Maybe you don't really get into action because you are afraid, you have fear, you're doubting, you're worried. Maybe there are so many other blocks, right? That's exactly what we do. Like, I help you to unblock whatever is stopping you from doing what it is that you love. So if you want support, just write me under info@joannafatonji.com, and then we will see what program suits you best. Okay. So do whatever makes you truly happy. So you can really, as I said before, so you can d die tomorrow and be like, yeah, I did what I could. We will all die one day. Maybe tomorrow. Like, I'm not cursing you, but I just want to create that awareness because I believe sometimes in this times that we are living in, people are so distracted. They think that we are kids. I believe that so many people think that we are kids and that life will never really end, but life will end. We're all getting older and we all have just a limited time here on this planet. Maybe we're going to be 100. I wish that for you, but I want you to live this life. And that's not being like super overworked, but to do the essentials. Again, we can be so busy doing nothing, right? We can do so many things in one day that don't count for nothing. But I want you to get clear on what it is that you love doing and that you have to do, that this is what you have to do. And then do it. Do it. Create that time. Create that book, create that podcast, create that online business, create that product, create that service, whatever it is that is on your heart. I believe that that's exactly what you came here to do. So I want to see it. Yes. Okay. So we want to live a life that is fulfilling. And fulfilling means that fills you up from the inside, makes you full, full of love, full of life. And I believe that. I believe that life is actually easy. We just have to come back to the essentials. We just have to get rid of all the chatter, the ideas and the mindsets and the thoughts and the beliefs of other people from our parents and from our school system and the culture and all of that. We have to get into a place of stillness. We have to come back to ourselves and really realize life is actually very simple. We were all born through our mothers. We're now here on this planet with a billion other people. And nobody actually, I always like to say that too, nobody actually cares about you. Nobody actually cares about you. Let's be real about that. That's one of my favorite things to say. And I don't say that because I want to be mean. No, I actually love to empower people, right? But I think it's very important to first come down to the rockiest rock bottom there is. Nobody cares about you. So I think that's a powerful place to start because if nobody really cares about you, you have to care about yourself. Everybody is so busy thinking about themselves. Everybody is so busy thinking about themselves, thinking about their survival, thinking about their dreams, thinking about whatever it is that they want to do. So nobody cares about you, right? So if you create that ego death, this is like, yeah, you're gone, right? So life will continue without you. Nobody cares. Okay. And from that place, coming back up and realizing, okay, my life is so precious. I have to do what I love. And the best thing is doing something that I love. And then again, it's the Ikigai model. Maybe you have heard about it. Ikigai is this Japanese model of creating a purposeful work in the world. It's like, what do you love? What are you good at? What are people paying you money for? And like, what is your profession? Something like that. I think, like, what do you love? What are you good at? What is your profession? And what do people actually pay you for? Or what does the world need? And what do people pay you for? So I can just look it up, Ikigai. And I believe that's exactly it. What are you good at? So that's your love. Then what can you do? Like, can you do what you love? Right? And then also, can you create value for other people? And does the world need that? Does the world actually need what you love giving? Yeah. And there's a whole nother episode we can do about that because I believe, yes, right? There are so many things that the world needs. The world needs humor. The world needs music. The world needs beauty. The world needs those things that sometimes we think that nobody needs them, right? But yeah, people love and people need an upliftment of spirit. There's not enough of that. That's why otherwise we wouldn't live in such a dark place. Right. And especially again, as I said, the first thing, and even though I named all these four things, the first thing is for you to find what it is that you love, because what it is that you love will have saved at least one person from the darkness of this world, and that is you. Right, because we can't save people if we're not saved ourselves, right? It's just like the analogy, and we all know this one in the airplane. On the airplane, you have to put on your mask before you help other people put on their mask. So you doing what you love is you putting on your mask. It's helping you light up, come alive, stay alive. You have to find what it is that you love. And then you have to do it and dedicate yourself to it and keep that love alive, keep that fire burning so you can light other people up with whatever it is that you love. Oh my God, this was so good. I love it. So I hope you loved it. That's it. That's also fun. That's, of course, that's important for me too, because again, I know what I have here, and I know that I have helped hundreds of people around the world already with it, but I want to continue and I want to help you and I want to know if it helped you, if it gives you light, if it gives you fire, if it gives you hope, if it gives you some fun, maybe, if it gives you thoughts, if it gives you ideas. I want to know all of that. So let me know, write it in the comments, write me on Instagram at Joanna underscore Fatonji or healing underscore into underscore femininity or at info at joannafatonji.com. Let me know. And again, as I said, if you're really serious about finally starting that business and also making the money that you want, hit me up and let's talk about really what program suits best. I'm starting the Life Mastery. It's a 6-month program. I'm starting it on the 1st of February. It's a 6-month program, as I said, and that's a deep dive into a group program where we will really go in into intention, transformation, manifestation, abundance, and really go into the most important topics for you to create streamlined, orderly, essential thoughts so you can create whatever it is that is on your heart for 2024. All right. So much love, and really think about it. The world needs what you've got to give. I believe in that. So until then, love you very much. Looking forward to hear from you. Bye-bye.